Nike's flagship London store has introduced plus-size and para-sport, whatever that is, mannequins to its redeveloped women's floor, signaling a further step towards inclusivity for fat people.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
So they have these big fat mannequins now in the store because they want to celebrate obesity. It's bad for your health. They say they're celebrating diversity and inclusivity of sport, even though we all know that the bigger you are, the less you're going to be good at sports, unless you are in sumo wrestling or... football linemen are typically pretty heavy folks, but in general, athletes are, you know, in good shape.
I think beautiful people are made in all shapes and sizes. And
I disagree.
Airing every day from
noon to three.
You know, these people are like, I'm big and I'm beautiful. You're not. And I can say that. Just look at me.
And you're handsome.
In the face, maybe.
But on the inside.
I'm full of clogged arteries and there's no telling. I don't even want to see the inside.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
If you're big, you're not beautiful. You can still be beautiful on the inside. You know, you can do good things and have a good heart. And when I say good heart, I mean, you know, not because it pumps blood well.
Hour three. Kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. One more hour until our weekend. We're getting you one more hour closer to your weekend. We'll do this right now with hour three headlines. They're going to be given to you by Cody McClure. He is on a collision course with them. They're about to crash into each other right about now.
Thanks, John. Lincoln Riley has apparently been a great resource for Ohio State head coach Ryan Day. As Ryan Day prepares for his first season as coach of the Buckeyes, he's followed advice from another young coach who entered a similar situation in 2017. Ryan Day called Lincoln Riley a great resource during his preparation to succeed Urban Meyer with the Buckeyes. The two apparently talked at the NFL draft in April. Ryan Day said he's one of the few guys I thought I could probably relate to in this situation. The best advice he gave me, don't worry about anything in terms of changing, anything like that. Just make sure you do what's right. I thought that was a great point because a lot of people ask, what are you changing? What's this? What's that? If something works, you've got to make sure you do that. And that's what I've done. So Ryan Day, I guess, not trying to change a whole lot from what Urban Meyer did.
Nah, I don't think I would. Maybe some off-the-field stuff, but on the field, in the locker room, be doing a lot of what he did.
Seemed to work pretty well for him.
Yeah. Yeah, just try to do what Urban did. No reason to really try to do anything. Like I said, outside of maybe being nicer to people. Not enabling abuse and
murder.
Yeah. Other than that, on the field, try to do a lot of what Urban did. Recruiting, do a lot of what Urban did. You know, that whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Urban Meyer, Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh, he's standing by his comments, which he made Thursday, in which he said controversy has followed the former Ohio State coach Urban Meyer everywhere he's been. Harbaugh reiterated during day two of Big Ten Media Days today, I don't think it was anything that was new or any kind of a bombshell. It's things that you all understand and have written about. So he's doubling down. He said it's not like it's just some kind of big bombshell.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I guess that's factually correct, right?
Yeah, all he said was that controversy followed him everywhere he went.
Even more controversy now.
Yeah. Harbaugh's, he's standing by his comments. Apparently Aaron Murray said that Nick Fairley made him contemplate quitting football.
Who said that? Aaron Murray?
Yeah, you remember Nick Fairley?
Yeah, did he hit him hard or something?
Yeah, he murdered him.
I don't remember the hit. Was there like a big hit or something that you're talking about or just in general?
No, there was a big hit in specific. A specific hit that I remember.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just seeing some stuff coming out of Media Days here. Apparently there's going to be a Raw reunion for Monday Night Raw.
Yes.
A star-studded Monday Night Raw.
Hey, guys, ratings are bad. What do we do? I don't know. Let's put DX back together for the night.
It appears they're going to.
Have them tell some sex jokes. What else can we do? Let's run out Ric Flair there. People like seeing Ric Flair in the ring, right?
Play the hits, man. Apparently, it's going to be Monday Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, Stone Cold's going to be back too.
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, God.
Ric Flair.
Oh, God.
Shawn Michaels.
Oh, God.
Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle? He was just there like 2 months ago.
Bret Hart.
I don't like seeing Bret Hart. Bret Hart makes me sad. The stroke and stuff, like he seems like a shell of himself. I don't like when they trot Bret Hart out there and prop him up. I don't like that.
Razor Ramon, Scott Hall.
Oh. You know I'm a huge Razor Ramon fan. I guess he was in bad shape, but I think they've got him straightened out now, so okay.
Lillian Garcia.
Love Lillian Garcia. Did you say Kevin Nash?
No, Scott Hall.
They're having Scott Hall, but not Kevin Nash?
They're having Diesel.
Oh, they're bringing him out as Diesel?
Yeah.
Really?
I screwed that up. I was trying to see if I could get you on Razor Ramon and Scott Hall, but just forget my poor attempt at trying to pull one on you there.
What were you trying to get me? Like, that I wouldn't know that they were the same people? Or?
I knew you'd know. I was just going to see if you'd catch it.
Oh,
but I
you messed it up?
It was poor.
So is Kevin Nash going to be there?
Poor effort.
As Diesel or as Kevin Nash?
Yes.
They're billing it as Diesel?
Diesel.
Are they going to make him wear the outfit?
I don't know.
And come out as the truck driver?
It says Diesel.
Is Razor Ramon going to come out as the bad guy? Usually they bring him out as like NWO type of thing. Okay, I'm with it if they're going to make him come out to Razor Ramon music.
It says Razor Ramon and Diesel.
Okay, I'm with it.
And then Lillian Garcia, Melina.
Lillian Garcia seems like a weird person to bring back out. She was just a ring announcer, but either way, I like her, whatever.
Yes, she was. I liked her. Melina, you remember Melina?
Melina. I don't know if I know Melina.
She might have been during that time you weren't watching as
Yeah,
much.
Maybe.
Because I remember, which was like...
How you spell it?
04, 05, probably. M-E-L-I-N-A.
Melina.
She's a Latino... I believe.
Yeah, no, that was when I was not watching.
Yeah. Eric Bischoff, some others.
He's back with the company, so that doesn't really matter. Okay. Yeah, it's really weird. We'll see what they do with it.
Man, somebody posted Hulk Hogan's quote.
Which one? About the
8 foot tall.
Yeah. Where he drops the N-word.
He drops the N-word.
It's always weird when
times in this.
It's always
quote.
Weird when they run him back out, but either way. We'll tune in on Monday to see what happens.
I never read that quote in full.
Oh.
Yeah. Dan Le Batard apparently called ESPN's apolitical stance cowardly.
Did you see this clip that went around?
I haven't seen the clip, no, but it was in response to the send her back controversy. There's a lot going on in politics right now. The sports guys are even getting involved.
Well, that's what he says. He says it's not political.
No, he said it's just...
That's race, not political.
Basic racism.
He said we can't make racism political.
Yeah. He spoke of the racial division in the country that's being instigated by the president.
Such a good rant.
On his show, he was critical of the network's apolitical mission. Because the network's trying not to be political.
Whether or not you side with him or against him, again, it's probably a political leaning, which whether you side with him or against him, whatever. I always just admire the guts
of Le Batard.
Yeah, just to like go on their airways and basically say ESPN's a bunch of cowards.
Yeah.
To like speak your mind without fear of repercussion. I always applaud that when someone does that. When they're like, yeah, I'm probably going to get in trouble here. Don't care. Got to speak my piece. Like at the very, you know, just when I put it that way, can you at least respect that?
Oh, I absolutely respect it. I think it should be done more often.
Just being like, you know what? Yeah, I know I'm on these airways. Yeah, you pay me multiple $1 million a year. Yeah, I'm still going to tell everyone that you're a bunch of cowards for bowing down and saying that we can't speak our mind because you're a little, you know, you're afraid you'll upset people.
Yeah, I think it should be done more often.
You want to suspend me? Go ahead and suspend me. Not worried about it. What the hell you mean I can't watch the Rodeo Austin Finals? ESPN3?
What?
I pay you money for this. What do you mean, media not allowed access to this program? What do you mean? I pay $5 a month. Let me watch it.
You pay for this on this TV?
Oh, I don't have the Longhorn Network.
Well, that's a travesty. Everyone should have the Longhorn Network.
Everyone watch the Rodeo.
The Rodeo? But rodeos on the Longhorn Network?
Yes, they do.
It makes sense. That, I mean, that's a good spot to have a rodeo, I guess, on the Longhorn
rodeo
Network.
Rodeo Austin Finals. Maybe it's a college rodeo. I don't. Do they have a college rodeo? Do they do that in the Texas and
California,
New Mexico and places like that? I used to love watching the rodeo. That was one of my favorite VHSs I had growing up. Just some random world championship rodeo. Would always watch that.
Yeah.
I love he's just like, we're a bunch of cowards, so spit me if you want. I'm going to say whatever I want. That's pretty cool.
We should start doing that. If we ever did disagree with company policy, just take it on the air.
It's easier when you say have millions everything. Of dollars to fall back on.
Yeah.
It says the college national rodeo finals are held in Wyoming.
It's true. Maybe you do have more to lose, you're right. Look at it that way.
What'd you say, Ben?
It says that the CNFR, the College National Finals of Rodeo, are in Wyoming.
Okay, but there are college national rodeos.
There is national college rodeo. I guess.
Man, I used to love watching the rodeo. Any other headlines?
Yeah, two more real quick. Tiger, after missing the cut, he says he just wants to go home.
Also says he's not playing in Memphis next week. If you are in Memphis, if you're in West Tennessee, I know we got a couple listeners out there. There was a Memphis FedEx. Not program, tournament next weekend. Tiger was supposed to maybe be there. He says he's not going to be there.
Well, Tiger is very sad right now, and he said he just wants to go home.
I feel you, man.
He's like a kid that didn't get lunch at the preschool, and he's like, just pick me up, mommy.
I just want to go home.
I want to go home. And the last one.
I used to do that before I had a test I didn't study for. Mom,
oh, yeah.
I don't feel good.
Mom, can you pick me up early?
Yeah. Please just go home.
I did that at least 4 to 5 times a week.
Would your mom come get you?
Yes, lots of times she did. The famed waiver attorney for college athletes, Tom Mars, has been hired by the NCAA to work in their enforcement division.
Who?
Tom Mars. You remember him, the attorney, the waiver attorney that everybody all these players signed him, Tom Mars, to do their
cases.
Oh,
the waiver. The waiver. Okay, I was like, what are you talking about?
He's the guy who got
Tate Martell and Justin Fields. Okay,
yeah, Patterson. He worked with all these guys.
I was like, waiver? What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, he's a very famous attorney in the college athletes. But he's been hired by the NCAA to work in their enforcement division.
So are they doing that so that maybe he'll help make this easier? Or just like,
no,
hey,
they're trying to get him on their side.
So like basically be like, hey, stop trying to make us get all these people clear.
Because
we don't want to clear everybody anymore. Just stop. We'll give you more money to leave us alone.
Yeah, because he became well-known by filing lawsuits against the NCAA. Mm-hmm. And now they're hiring him to work for them. So it's actually kind of a big story today.
Yeah. I guess it's smart by the NCAA.
They said he'll be an independent external advocate for their complex case unit.
Guy's kind of a turncoat, if you ask me.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to help players at first, and now he's with the people that are holding him down.
Exactly. That's what he's doing. As CBS says, if you know what they say, if you keep beating them, join them, which is not the expression. It's another thing I don't like about these writers. They try to be funny, and they're not funny. Oh, what do you know? Dennis Dodd, the one who wrote that, naturally.
One of the least funny people I've ever seen.
I'd like to punch him right in the throat.
Set it up. Call him. Challenge him.
I'm saying, if I ever saw him in public, I'd...
You would not.
I'd look at him, and I'd think it. And I might even say it. I might even say I'd like to punch you in the throat if I saw him. I wouldn't just go up and do it, because that's assault.
That's assault, brother.
Yeah.
All right, stick with us to talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Not really.
Okay.
I'd like to watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but I don't think it's out yet. When does it come out? I think it's next Friday, isn't it? Yeah, it's next Friday.
The Lion King's out today.
I'm not watching that stupid...
It got an 89% from the audience.
Nah, I don't
So the audience
care.
Still likes it?
The audience is still down with it. The critics hate it.
Critics are like, this is weird. The audience is like, this is good.
Critics got up to 56%. Audience, last I saw, was 89.
What else is in the theaters this weekend? Anything new?
There's that Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, I mean, that's been out there.
Been in theaters Thursday.
Midsummer's still there. Yeah, Hollywood comes out. Once Upon a Time comes out next weekend. And I know I'm counting down the days for Hobbs and Shaw.
Is that the movie with The Rock?
It is. And Jason Statham.
Oh, my God.
That'll be in 2 weeks. That'll be awesome. We got the second trailer for It Chapter 2 yesterday, but it doesn't come out for another... I don't think that one comes out until September 6th. Oh, yeah, that Crawl movie weirdly has really good ratings. It looks awful in the previews, but apparently it's got good ratings. So
what is
maybe
Crawl?
It's not awful. Something like a hurricane comes through this, I guess you're down in Louisiana somewhere. I don't know exactly where they're at, but they're down in the Gulf somewhere. And she's trying to get her dad or something, but there's alligators everywhere. I don't know. That's pretty much all it showed, and it looks really stupid, but apparently it's good.
So it's an alligator Sharknado?
I don't think the alligators are, like, flying through the air or anything. Like, I don't think they're, like, in the hurricane. They're just, like, the water levels going up has obviously brought them
up.
To into the houses and stuff. It looks awful, but last I checked, it was like a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes or something like that. Like, I'm not going to see it still, but kind of surprised. Because, like I said, this is one of those movies that looked awful. Although sometimes that happens. Like, sometimes the movies look awful and they're actually pretty good. I know I used to think that the first time I saw the John Wick trailer, I was like, this looks awful. Awesome movie. First time I saw Get Out, the previews for it, like, this looks really awful. Really good movie. Crawl, apparently similar. It has, last night, 84% from the critics, 77% from the audience.
What's it about?
I just told you. A hurricane and alligators.
Oh, that sounds dumb. Crawl. I'd rather watch coverage of a real hurricane.
Crawl is a, quote, fun throwback with just enough self-awareness to work. That's good. It's always nice when the movies can be self-aware. Like, hey, we know this is a little weird, but we're going to have fun with it and also try to be good. That's nice when that happens.
Just watch, like, a Katrina documentary or something.
They make fun of themselves?
That one seems a little bit sadder.
It's real, though.
Yeah, but I don't really want to watch that.
No, you watch movies.
You sound like Ben Lee wanting to watch Vikings instead of Game of Thrones now. I just hope you know that.
You watch movies for emotion, though, right?
How do you feel about that? You are you sound a lot like Ben Lee choosing Vikings
different.
Over Game of Thrones. I don't think it is different.
It is different because
Vikings had nothing to do with the Game of Thrones character.
It had a little bit to do with
Not really. Vikings
it's pretty
were,
similar. Like you have to acknowledge that it's kind
of
similar.
The Game of Thrones people were not Vikings.
Well, I don't remember any stories in Katrina about alligators.
You could argue maybe the Greyjoys could be Vikings.
What about that? I mean, do you feel like were there any stories about alligators
I imagine there were some gators down there during Katrina.
I just don't remember any of the stories. Can you guarantee me that this documentary is going
to
have some of that?
I would venture to think if you Google Hurricane Katrina alligators, there will be some stories about some issues.
If you guys gave Vikings a chance, you'd like it.
Talking about Vikings again, Ben Lee.
We were talking about Hulu last night.
Simply trying to show Cody the flawed logic he was displaying here.
You and I were talking about Hulu last night. If you actually got it, all the seasons are on there.
Succeeded.
You failed in your attempt to prove me there.
Succeeded.
Prove me wrong.
Well, if you have the time, you feel like making the trip to Taiwan, a Taiwanese water park this weekend is offering up large discounts to those visitors who are willing to show off their big bellies. You can get a 67% discount if you are willing to squeeze the fat on your belly and jiggle it.
That seems humiliating.
It's for a promotion that they have named Well Day.
As in people need to get well?
No, well. As in
W-H-A-L-E.
Oh.
The promotion is called Well Day, and they want you to grab your belly and shake it for them. And they'll let you in.
For 67% off.
Actually, 70% off. Basically, it's a $19 American U.S. dollar ticket, and you can get in for $6.
Well, you
know what? It's only $19 to get in?
Yeah, I mean, I don't guess it's... I mean,
I hope their water slide breaks. That's a very...
I don't trust that place in the first place.
Very upsetting promotion. Yeah, I'm not trusting a water park in Taiwan.
For $19.
Yeah. No, thanks. You ever been to a Taiwanese water park?
Yeah, a couple summers ago.
I don't believe that.
How long does it
take to get to Taiwan? It would take me the weekend just to fly over there, probably.
Nah, you can get there like in a probably, I'd imagine, a 20-hour flight.
I mean, I think I'd have probably a couple of layovers. I'd have to go. I doubt there's any direct flights into Taiwan. You probably got to go like Chicago to Hong Kong or something.
I can give you Monday off. Like, you could take Monday off if you need to. We could do the show without you on Monday.
Knoxville to Taiwan, one stop, 21 hours, 15 minutes.
Yeah, so 21 hours, you leave out. At this point, you wouldn't get into about 4 o'clock.
That's
the shortest one. The next is 22, a day, and then a day and 5 hours.
I was actually thinking about going to Jacksonville, Florida today, or actually yesterday evening, but it turned out I didn't.
Okay.
I had an offer from a friend going down there, and he's going to see the Stones, and had a free room, free ticket, and everything.
Why didn't you go?
Because I'm going to see him in California, and
that seems like a really dumb thing to do.
It's
an 8-hour drive to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
So he wasn't flying, he was driving.
Okay.
And
do you not like this guy?
I love the guy, but I couldn't miss the show today.
You could have missed one show.
I would prefer you to miss this show than miss two weeks.
You could have missed just one show, gone and seen the people, and instead you're still just going to miss like a whole week or more.
I talked to Nate about it. He said I probably shouldn't miss the show.
I don't feel like that happened at all.
It did. I asked him about it.
I don't feel like that happened at all.
And I think my dad might... I don't know. I haven't talked to him the last couple of days, but his birthday was a couple of days ago. And I think he might be coming in this weekend. Maybe. I don't know for sure. I got this trip to California planned, so, you know, it would be added money. And, you know, between missing the show, maybe my dad coming in, and the money I would have spent going down there.
I thought everything was free.
It just didn't want. Yeah, but I'd still spend money.
Yeah, but I mean, not as much.
As you would.
On a 2-week tour.
Well, no, but that's why I'm saving money. You know,
and couldn't you have just gone to this one instead and just be like, eh, don't really need to go to the Rose Bowl anymore?
Then you have a ton of money saved up?
No, because part of it is the experience of going to California.
So you like the guy you're going to California with more than you're going, would have gone to Jacksonville with, essentially.
No, it was just kind of a last minute.
So you like
thing.
This guy that you turned down in Jacksonville better than your friend that you're going to California with?
I like both of the guys.
Equally, or this, which one do you like more?
I mean, I don't know. I've known my guy in Arkansas longer, but this is just a friend I have over. It was kind of a last-minute thing is the thing. It's my friend from Channel 8. You know him. He's not there anymore, but he used to be a reporter over there.
Are you going to spend any more money here this weekend? What are you going to do this weekend, just not spend money?
I'll probably just try to make some money, some extra money. Probably do some Uber rides.
I just thought you liked the Rolling Stones. And
I love them.
I feel like for anybody who claims to love somebody as much as you do, like
when you get a free ticket
offer,
a free
trip to go see them.
Is
it fair to say this might be their last tour? I mean, is that what they're billing it as? Or is it, I mean, it's just...
Mick and Keith are both 75. By the way,
like
are you prepared?
If you loved them as much as you acted, like, I feel like that's something you can't turn down. Like, are you not really as big of a Stones fan as you're acting?
By the way, are you preparing for my absence? Are you... You know, it's coming up pretty soon. Are you prepared? I just want to make sure you don't forget about it.
What week is that again? The 17th?
It's August 9th, Friday, will be my final show. And then I'll be back on Monday the, 25th, I think?
Holy hell.
It's only 2 full show weeks.
2 full weeks.
Are you doing the show on the 9th? Yes. So you're doing the show on the 9th, and you'll be back
on
the
Friday, right?
You'll be back on that Monday?
Yes.
Will you be on the show on Monday?
Yes.
So, yeah, you'll be gone the 12th through the 23rd.
Assuming you all haven't replaced me, whoever comes in for that 2 weeks might just be really awesome, and, you know, I might just not come back. I don't know.
I haven't made any plans yet. Maybe I should.
I would think so, unless you want to do it with Ben for 2 weeks, which I can't imagine would be too pleasurable. Just kidding, Ben. Come on. I'm busting your balls.
I did not appreciate that.
I still can't get over you turning down a free ticket to...
I would have had to miss the show today.
By then, we'll probably have the fourth mic.
I'm obviously very dedicated to this show.
Obviously.
I've never taken a two-week vacation. I've been here 2 years. It's a 2-week vacation.
I'm not giving you a hard time about taking a 2-week vacation. You can do whatever you want. I'm happy for you that you're going to get to go. I'm more so just surprised you didn't go today.
And you know that they are probably going to die soon. So,
which is why I would have gone today.
God, wouldn't it suck? Oh, my. Keith croaked like next Tuesday.
I'm not going to say I'm rooting for that because I'm not.
Oh, come on.
I'm not rooting for it, but it would be funny.
It would not be funny.
It'd be good content for us.
It would now be pretty funny.
I'd be devastated.
It would be pretty funny. And then I could be like, hey, remember when you didn't go to Jacksonville?
Well, also, here's the thing. We're going north first to San Francisco. So I'm thinking about seeing them in San Francisco before we see them in Pasadena.
That's a great way to save money. Good idea.
We're thinking about seeing them twice out there.
That's a great idea.
Just a thought.
Go for free now and then see them in California, or see them twice in California.
For money.
And pay Californian prices.
It's the whole trip. It's the whole experience of going out west. It's not just the Stones.
The Bunny Farm.
You know I love going to California.
Yeah. Totally, dude.
So that's why I'm saving money for that.
I understand. I'm just, again, I'm not rooting for it, but it would be kind of funny if Keith croaked.
No, it wouldn't.
There's no Bunny Farm in Jacksonville.
Don't even talk like that. You know things
can be. What about Mick?
No. You know things can be spoken into existence. Don't even. Don't do that.
Would you take 2 weeks off if they died to mourn?
Well, at that point, I mean, if one of them died, they're canceling the show.
I would think so.
They could get by maybe with Ronnie Wood dying, maybe, but Mick or Keith or Charlie couldn't die.
I just would have thought you would try to go do that, I guess. Go see that. Either way.
It just didn't line up. I told you, there's all kinds of things going on. I couldn't take off the show today. My dad might be coming in. It's an 8-hour drive.
I love driving.
Short notice. I mean, it sounded fun.
Were you like a replacement nominee? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to go into too many details, but yeah.
Yeah.
It was a spur of the moment, you know.
Could help your friend out. Obviously, he needs somebody to ride with, and now you're making him ride alone?
No, he's going to find somebody to go with him, I think. But he thought of me, which was very kind of him. He's a very nice guy.
If I was him, I'd be offended that you said no. If I offered you a concert ticket to your favorite people and was like, hey, just ride with me, free of charge, I would no longer consider you a friend if I was that person.
Well, you're very petty.
Just telling you how I would feel.
And you hold grudges. This guy's a nice guy.
Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Catching you up on the news if you're just riding around in your car. Tyreek Hill officially not going to be punished by the NFL as it stands.
For breaking the arm of a toddler.
They couldn't prove he did it. He's not going to get punished.
Allegedly.
Right now, your clubhouse leaders in the Open Championship, J.B. Holmes, Shane Lowry, tied at 8-under. Fleetwood, Westwood, it's kind of funny, tied at third, 7-under, and then it gets a little even more jumbled up with guys at 6-under and 5-under, including Jordan Spieth and Brooks Koepka and Justin Rose is at 6-under, so a couple of big names there.
Well, Tommy Fleetwood, he's an ugly guy, isn't he?
I don't know. I like him. He's got nice long hair.
He is a goofy-looking dude. I like him, too.
I like his nice long hair.
I do, too. That's who I'm pulling for.
Roy McIlroy is desperately trying to make the cut. He is playing awesome golf right now. The only problem is he played abysmal golf yesterday. What did I say he was yesterday? 8-over?
At one point, I think he was 8-over.
Well, that was at the end of the round. He was 8-over, and 7 of those had came on the first and last hole. Today, he is 5-under.
Ooh, so he might.
And he's still 2 shots off the cut, though, is the problem. He's through the 15th hole, which means he has to either A, have some people come back, which I don't know how many people are still playing that's ahead of him, and or B, just catch fire, continue to play well, and be able to finish the round with a couple more birdies.
Sounds like he is fighting, but he's probably not going to make it.
He's posted the second best score so far of the day. Had a couple other guys go low. Xander Schauffele shot 6 under today to get him 3 under the tournament. I like him.
How do you go from being so bad yesterday to be playing great golf today?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. Like I said, yesterday was 2 holes for him that were really bad. And the weather conditions were not good. I haven't seen anything from today, like in terms of the course and whether or not it's raining and bad weather. Also, though, you know you have to go low. Like, you have to go birdie chasing. And Rory is one of those guys who gets hot. Like, when Rory starts, you know, playing well, he starts throwing darts out there, like, you know, on the green.
Just, that would mess up the green.
Well, I just mean, you know, constantly, like, just dropping it where he wants, having, you know, good birdie putts.
I really want to go golf sometime. Me and Rick were talking about this the other day. I got some golf clubs.
Okay.
You want to go?
My girlfriend keeps trying to get me to go. My problem is I can't find any left-handed clubs, and I don't want to go buy any until I play. And I'm not very good, so I don't really want to buy any. And everyone I ask for advice says, here's your advice about golf, don't play.
That's a good advice.
Here's like the best everyone's like, here's the best lesson I can give you. Save your money, don't play.
Don't mess with it because it's hard.
It's hard, it's expensive, and it's just going to make you mad. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
If enough people say that, I'm just not going to play. But she wants to play, and she's actually pretty good.
That is true, but there's a real satisfaction when you really just knock one off the tee.
Yeah, I mean, every now and then I've hit one, you know, like at Topgolf or pretty much just Topgolf.
Yeah.
That, you know, I've hit it, and I'm like, oh, that feels good. That would be cool if I could do that consistently, but I can't.
Yeah.
But every now and then I can.
Occasionally you'll make like
one
a
one out of like
putt.
10. Like one out, I've never putted outside of like putt. Like yeah. I've never played a hole of golf before.
You ever chipped?
Nope.
Chipping's fun. I like to think that's
the one
thing.
Well, I mean, like, not saying anything. Like, I'm saying, like, my golf experiences, I went to the driving range once when I was, like, in seventh grade, and then I've gone to Topgolf a couple times. That's it.
We should go out to the Muni.
I'd be starting it from scratch, and I don't really want to do that at this point in life. But I do want to have a hobby maybe when I get older, but I think I'll eventually just go to play pickleball.
That'll be your thing as an older guy?
I think so. Like, I want to start playing tennis. I like tennis. Bought a racket. We went out and hit it, you know, once. Maybe go hit this weekend. But eventually, you know, that'll take a toll on the body. So then I'll transition into pickleball.
Yeah. I'll probably just go to the tavern.
Yeah, save money and all that. I can't believe you turned down a Stones ticket.
Now you're making me regret it.
I mean, you should. You should.
It just didn't work out. It had too many factors.
Continuing to catch you up on the news, Tennessee. Shutout of first, second, third team, all SEC players, according to the media, picked to finish fifth in the SEC East. If you had to bet right now, does Tennessee get a first, second, or third team player?
Oh, of course.
At the end of the year?
Of course.
Who is it?
Of course.
Who is it, in your opinion?
Jared Garantano.
Really?
How's that for a hot take?
Do you mean it?
I really do.
Okay. Who are the first, second, third team quarterbacks? I'm sure Tua and Fromm were first and second team, right? Who is the third team quarterback?
Jared Garantano.
I mean, preseason.
Oh.
Was it Kelly Bryant? Was it Kellen Mond? Who was it?
Maybe Kellen Mond. Surely not Kelly Bryant, right?
I don't know. I'm asking you. I haven't seen the list.
I'm going to look right now, and I'll tell you.
Old boy from Ole Miss.
I'm getting back to my article. Te'amu, is he still there? Or is that a different – I think it's a different guy now. Jordan Te'amu, you remember him? Looks like the first team guy was Tua, second team guy, Jake Fromm, third team guy, Joe Burrow.
What?
Joe Burrow. LSU.
That seems weird, right? Or no? I mean, is that not a weird projection? Is Joe Burrow third team worthy?
Seems weird to me. I think we'll have a corner on there at the end of the year, too.
Yeah.
Probably Bryce Thompson.
Or Alante.
We're going to have some guys. I don't know how many guys, but a guy or two. If Trey Smith comes out and has a good year, he'll make the list.
If I set the over-under at 1.5 at the end of the year.
I'll go over. On all three teams?
Yep.
I'll go over. Yeah, for sure.
What about 2?
Over.
2.5?
Over.
You think Tennessee will have 3 guys?
Yes. On all three teams.
Okay.
Bryce Thompson, Alante Taylor, Trey Smith, Garantano. Between those guys, maybe if we have a receiver come out and have a big year, like a Palmer or Jennings or a Callaway, one of those guys has a big year, which I could see happening. I mean, the only lineman we could get on, probably Trey Smith. I think we could get a receiver on the third team. I really believe in Garantano. Defenders, other than the corners, who could we get?
I mean, Taylor?
Darrell Taylor? Is it Darrell or Darrell?
Darrell, I believe. I always call him Darrell.
Darrell. I think we could get him on. I mean, he's a potential guy. So between, let's say, one quarterback, one receiver, two corners, Trey Smith, Darrell Taylor, that's six guys. To think that three of those guys could actually do it, I think so. I wouldn't go over three. If you gave me 3.5, I'd take the under.
Yeah.
But I believe in three.
Again, I think Trey Smith, if he plays, you can put him on one of those teams. So yes. I think you have one give me if he plays, and all signs have pointed to him playing.
And I think if Garantano just progresses at all and has a decent year, I think he can be third team. Now, it'll be tough with, Tua, obviously, locking up the first team and Fromm probably staying as a second team guy. But I think that third spot's open for a quarterback.
I don't disagree with that. If you have the Chaney effect, right, and you have a little bit of a bump in your offensive line.
Kellen Mond could have a big year.
Yeah.
He'd probably be my pick if not Garantano.
I mean, we talked. I mean, you kind of disagreed, but I think the quarterback situation in the SEC is the best it's been in 5 years. So, I mean, like, only having one spot for a handful of guys it's going to be tough for Garantano to get that. But if he does have improved offensive line play and you have a healthy Juwan Jennings and everyone's offseason darling Josh Palmer plays well, then Tennessee could move, do enough in the air that could get Garantano that nod.
Do we count Callaway as a return man?
No, we don't. I'm only counting offense and defense.
Okay. What if we have a different special teams guy?
Not counting it.
What if we have a kicker come out of nowhere and just dominate?
Just not counting.
Who is our kicker?
It's still
Golden Toe Joe.
Yes, it's still
Samaglia.
Samaglia and Golden Toe Joe Doyle.
I mean, he's the punter though.
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah,
are those both first local team guys?
Joe Doyle is. Samaglia, I thought, was from Florida.
I don't think he's local. I don't know if he's from Florida.
Joe Doyle is from Farragut.
Samaglia is from not the sedan.
Not the sedan? Okay.
Franklin, Tennessee.
Oh, so he is local.
Sort of local.
Count it.
Tennessee.
Samaglia looks like the kind of guy that can hit a game-winning field goal. I see it in his eyes.
Or shoot up your house with paintball guns.
Yeah. Yeah, probably one or the other.
Looks like a paintballer, right?
Did he do that?
No, I mean, he just looks like a paintballer.
Oh, if you told me he did that, I'd believe it.
Yeah, he looks like a paintballer to me. When I look at him, I think paintballer.
Looks to me like somebody that would hang out with Parker.
No. Not pretty enough to hang out with Parker. All right, those are your stories of the day, kind of keeping you up to speed. Be interested to see what shakes out when it comes to all SEC players. I do think a big part of this season that has me excited, at least to watch, is that, you know, they're freshmen, but you do have some guys, and I was thinking about this last night, you do have some guys who are blue chippers who you could count on in the next couple of years of being preseason picks and playing up to that part. I mean, of course, the defensive backs and the offensive linemen and Crouch. Do any of them hop up and do it this year? I wouldn't be surprised if the defensive backs did it. I'd be surprised if your freshman offensive lineman did it, or if Crouch did it, or if Toa does it.
Toa, I believe it's the final.
But you got some guys in contention. Or at least you got some guys who look the part of all SEC caliber players. You didn't have any on that roster last year. Last call on the other side. call is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka. You're perfect. Perfect libation for a weekend. Stop by your local package store. They're carried in all the big ones around town. And pick you up a bottle of the third best vodka in the entire world and the best in the continental United States. Pump the brakes or keep rolling. Cody Mack, first or second?
Second.
Please go first. I haven't looked up any stories yet.
Okay. Update on the Storm Area 51 thing.
Okay, I'm kind of into this.
Yep. The creator of it has come forward.
He looks like a weirdo, right? I've seen pictures of this guy. He looks like a weirdo.
Well, he's come forward after the satirical, what he says is satirical, Facebook page took off.
Oh, so he was joking about it.
He's now revealed his identity as California resident Maddie Roberts. He created the Facebook page Storm Area 51, They Can't Stop All of Us. He identified himself in Las Vegas on KLAS TV. I posted it on like June 27th, and it was kind of a joke, he said. And then it waited for like 3 days, like 40 people, and then it just completely took off out of nowhere. It's pretty wild. Of course, the page calls for a public invasion of the secret Air Force-run facility near Groom Lake, Nevada on September 20th at 3 a.m. The facility has been the subject of alien conspiracy theories for decades. So he said, it's all just some big joke.
His original post on the page was like, at the very end, like after doing like a whole detailed plan, is basically just like, this is a joke. I'm not actually planning on storming Area 51.
Was that the original post, or did he go back in and try to like, say it was a joke at the end? Like, did he edit it? Because
as far as I saw, it was like one continuous post.
And then just boom, ha-ha,
at the very
just kidding,
end, like haha, just kidding. And then like,
he was scared that he was going to get in trouble.
He said, as signatures began to grow, he grew worried the FBI would pay him a visit.
Yeah, okay, I was going to say that seems like a.
But the final line is like, if anyone actually storms Area 51, I am not at fault.
hey guys, just kidding. Government, don't come get me.
He said, I thought the FBI was going to show up, and it got a little spooky from there. I just thought it would be a funny idea for the meme page, and it took off like wildfire. It's entirely satirical, and most people seem to understand that, he says. The page now has 1.5 million pledges from around the world to join the effort, and another 1.1 million interested.
If everyone actually did it, I think they could actually get away with it.
If 1.5 million people
stormed the gates.
Just showed up and was like, okay, now it's time.
Let's do this thing.
I think that would be a big slaughter.
I think a lot of people would die, but could they kill all 1.7 million people?
That's what I'm saying. Like, the first few rows of people, sorry, but like.
Well, more than the first few rows.
I don't think they could kill 1.5 million.
They'd have to bring in reinforcements, for sure.
Well, now that they've told them that they're coming, although. I guess they're probably not getting any backups ready, right? I mean, do you think the government there was just like, hey, we need to come up with a plan in case these idiots actually do this? Or do you think they're just like, oh, this is stupid?
I'm sure they've talked about it. I don't know if they ever like put a plan in place like, you know, this will never happen. But
like if people actually start showing up, I'm sure they'd like go ahead and make a call and there'd be some, you know, copters and planes in place on their way.
I'm sure they'd find a way to keep them out, you know.
They would probably just, like, if it got down to it, they'd probably just go ahead and, yeah, blow the place up, and you're not getting these secrets.
They'd probably keep them out.
It's kind of, I was wondering if that ever happens, if there's, like, a protocol that's just, like, blow it up. Just detonate.
That's what would make sense to me.
You remember what I asked you the other day? Like, I wonder if you could ever get in if you promised to die.
Like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
I would do it. Later in my life and I was ready to die.
Yeah, okay, yes, if you're ready, if you're 80 years old, don't really care, it'd be cool to see, but I mean.
I wish I could find someone up the chain of the command, like, hey, let me see it, and then you kill me.
What if you go in there and there's, like, not really anything cool? Like, it really is just an Air Force test base.
Well, then you just die and at least you knew the truth. Or maybe they just told you they'd show you and they still don't show you. I like to think there's aliens in there.
Peyton Manning takes a shot.
I'm Michael Jordan. Stop it.
Tony Romo. I saw where Tony Romo said that he always knew he wanted to be a broadcaster. Well, I always knew I wanted to be a football player. That's all I knew. I was all in on that job. I didn't think about anything else while I was playing. Romo, I was asked about it. Said I actually hadn't heard those comments. I like to tunnel the little bubble I live in. But ultimately, that's something I never actually said. I didn't start thinking about being a broadcaster until I was contemplating retirement. And so at that point, you're going to start thinking about your next stage. So I guess Peyton was trying to say, I mean, it kind of sounds a little bit like, yeah, maybe that's why Tony wasn't so great. Maybe that's why I was better than Tony, is I always wanted to be a football player. I don't know. It's how some people are interpreting it.
Well.
But Romo backed down and said, I never actually said I always wanted to be a broadcaster. Just knew that was a good way to make money and stay in the game afterwards. I still think Peyton's ultimately going to end up as a broadcaster when Eli retires.
Trump selling straws to own the libs.
Fine.
The president's campaign for 2020 is offering an unusual new item for sale, commemorative plastic straws with the president's name on them. Liberal paper straws don't work, a tweet claimed promoting the straws. This is coming from the official Team Trump account. It asks supporters to stand with the president by using his plastic straws at just $15 for a pack of 10, plus shipping. Typically, 1,000 plastic straws retail for about $10, making the Trump straws 150 times more expensive.
Ben, how does this make you feel as someone who is on record as a very anti-straw?
I mean, I'm just more shocked at the price.
Gotta own the libs, man.
I'm not anti-straw. I was anti that guy making fun of people for caring about something.
Sure, easy for you to say now.
That's what we talked about on the show.
I mean, easy for you to say now.
You kind of came to my defense. I thought, like,
I gotta have your back.
That was one of those moments. I was like, oh man, I'm like really part of the team. Like I felt like I felt solidified.
That was the whole purpose of it. I mean, like you were really just anti-straw, but I did have your back. So I mean, don't take that. Don't forget that. You definitely were anti-straw.
I don't know. Why you don't care about me? For the